Torahway, Northwest London, first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, Yud Zayin Nisan, 13th of April. Yeah, Harav Shimon Weingarten Shlita, Yalev Yovoy on Chol HaMoed.
It's actually new to me that I'm speaking on about Yalev Yovoy on Chol HaMoed. I had no idea that was supposed to be the topic. I was also advertised as being a Maggid Shir somewhere in Yerushalayim. Halavai, everything is all Helton. So Makuyim Nibbe, Bilo Yodam Nibbe. And goodbye. Actually, I want to speak about something else, which is the din of Lishma and Shaloi Lishma in various aspects of Torah. You can actually look up the whole of this raid in the Kol HaTorah journal, which has just been brought out. It's a vault that I saw from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein some time ago in his Sfarim based on the Daf Ayomi, and it is very interesting. We'll start out with a Shaila. The Shaila goes like this. There's a worker in a matzah factory in Eretz Yisrael who said that the time when he was doing the Maisa Lisha, when he's kneading the dough, he said, I'm doing this l'shem matzas mitzvah, which we would expect him to say. And then he added the following remark, Ulashem Masach Nasa. I'm doing this in order to be able to, for the sake of the inland revenue, income tax. So everybody there who heard him were absolutely horrified and shocked. What do you mean, Lashem Masach Nasa? So he answered, he said, Hetzachai. The only reason why I'm working in this factory is so that I can earn money and pay my taxes. Believe you me, if I didn't need the money, I wouldn't be here schwitzing away in this factory. In Mimela, what does he have here? He has a hybrid kavona. He's got a kavona of L'shei Matzah Mitzvah, which he's saying, Bidechilu Urechimu. Yeah, he really means it. But on the other hand, he also means that he's doing it because it's a job. Now, does a machshava of lishma and something else, shter, does it ruin the kavona? And can people be yotze with those matzahs printed on the packaging? Is matzahs mitzvah? They were made lishma. And now we find out that what's at the back of his mind? The tax man. Not only is it the back of his mind, it was the front of his mind. And he has expressed himself as such. In Chashukei Chemed, of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, on Maseches Psachim, he brings this, and he says, Hetzachai. If you look at the din of Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, vis-a-vis a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chatos, we find in Zvachim Yud Gimel, the Mishnah HaPesah V'HaChatos Sheshechoton Lishmon U'Shaloi Lishmon, if you had a hybrid Kavono, then they are psulim. You can't bring them onto the Mizbeach at all. However, in our case, with our matzah worker, there is a chiluk to be made, dahainu, that when you've got the machshava with regard to a korban, I'm doing this for the sake of this korban Pesach, and also shechting it the shem shlomim, sake of a different korban altogether, that's a clash between your two kavonos. And that is a stira, and it cannot be that a korban can be variously a Pesach and a korban shlomim. But when it comes to baking the matzahs, what's his real kavana? His real kavana is that he's doing the lisha, the kneading or the baking, he's doing it l'shem matzahs mitzvah. The background to this kavana, the background to him standing in the matzah factory, is the fact that he needs parnasa. But that doesn't shter, it doesn't disturb the machshava of lishma that he has b'shas maisa. The reason, the background reason that he's doing this is because he needs money. But it doesn't shter the kavona of Lishma. What's a raya for that? The raya is a straightforward raya. It comes from the din of Kosvei Tefillin Umezuzos. Find in Ora Chaim in Lamed Ches, that Kosvei Tefillin Umezuzos, Heim v'tagrehim v'tagreis tagrehim, they and the middlemen who market their Tefillin Umezuzos, v'chol ha'oiskim b'mleches shamayim, apturim me'anachas Tefillin. They're potter from the mitzvah tefillin kol hayom, apart from the zman of Kriyas Shema and the Amida. Bir Halacha says on that, if we know that his sole kavono was in order to have parnasa, then indeed he wouldn't be a potter from all the other mitzvahs. But if he has a hybrid kavono, he has a twin kavono, I'm doing this so that you didn't be able to have tefillin and mezuzos, but I'm also doing it in order to bring in a parnasa, then that works. It does work. Is mikre oisek b'mitzvah, writes the Bir Halacha. And this is like the psak of the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah in Tovkuf Pei Tes says, if a person is tokea shofar on Rosh Hashanah with two kavanas, one kavana is kedei lehislamed, he's doing practice, and on the other hand, he has a kavana, now actually, if these tkiyas work out, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah tkiyas shofar, then that works. So long as one kavana is not a clash to the other kavana, so long as it isn't a stira, if you've got a kavana to bring a korban pesach, and you bring a korban shlomim, and you know it's a korban pesach, you say, I'm shechting to this l'shem korban pesach l'shem shlomim. So that disturbs the kavan. That's a clash. Masha'in kain in these circumstances where we're talking about a zaitige kavano, then one can certainly be yotze. But MS, you don't have to say that it's an issue of whether or not there's a stira in our case, because legabe, the inyan of baking the matzahs, his kavana is, he wants yidden to fulfill their mitzvah, so avada, his machshava is full of l'shei matzahs mitzvah. It's only the background to it which forces him into the situation of working hard in the bakery. Let's move on to an Or Sameach in Hilchos Gerushin. The Or Sameach writes with regards to a person who has two machshavos. For example, a person is producing tcheles for tzitzios. A person produces tcheles, that's got to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. But if he's doing that act of dyeing the wool in the color of tcheles, but he's also doing it kedei te'ima. Te'ima means he's testing the material to see if the dye will take. So that's a hybrid mashava, and the Gemara in Menachos Membeis says it puzzles the making of the tzitzis. Because we require the tzivir, the dyeing of the wool, to be done purely lishma. So that is something which is akin to, says the Or Sameach, to a kob mincha, which a person did a maisa kemitza on. He took a fistful of the mincha, l'shem mitzas mincha, and he also did it shaloi lishma, for another purpose. So he's mechavin two things together, that puzzles it, because we do require lishma. In Psochim Lamed Ches, on the base, we find that Rashi says that if a person had a kavona to do shimur, to guard the wheat, l'shem matzas mitzvah, and he is guarding the matzah that it shouldn't rise, the dough that it shouldn't rise, he's got kavana that it should be l'shem mitzvah. But at the same time, an amazing thing, he's doing it l'shem korban todah, because we know that the korban todah comprised not only the animal offering, but also a combination of chalos matzos and chalos chometz. So if on the matzadika dough he had the kavono, a hybrid kavono, shame matzah's mitzvah, and also the shame matzah's toida, he's not yotze. That's because, brings the Asamer, al pi Rashi, in Psochim, that the Torah says, Ushmartem es hamatzes. You have to guard the matzahs. It means a matzah hamishtameres l'shem matzah. It's for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah. It's a gezeiras hakosov. Were it not for that, were it not for the gezeiras hakosov, Ushmartem es hamatzes, perhaps one would be yotze with a hybrid kavona. So we seem to have a bit of a contradiction here. What is the yardstick? And the answer is as follows. Zok de osameach, perik aleph from Hilchas Gerushin halacha aleph. The way you're doing dipping the wool into the dye, te'ima, that's what we call te'ima, and it's being done as a test to see whether or not the color will take, will chap on to the wool. So, the tzviya, this dyeing, might work, it might not work. So, for sure, he's not doing this 100% l'shem mitzvah techeles, because he doesn't know whether or not his experiment is going to work. What's in the person's dimyon, what's in his machshava at the time? Maybe it won't be techeles, maybe it will. So that's comparable to a mincha on which you did the kemitza of lishma and shelo lishma. Because you have contradictory machshavos. If it's l'shem minchas marcheses, for example, then it can't be l'shem minchas machvas, etc. But with the case of matzah that we dealt with earlier on, the machshava for matzah's mitzvah is not a problem if you're doing it l'shem matzah's mitzvah and l'shem matzah's toida. Is there a full stira? Were it not for shmartem es hamatzahs, that wouldn't be considered a stira because you are baking matzahs for the sake of matzah. It can't be mema'it the lishma. Al kolponim, what we see from the Asameach is something clear. Provided that there isn't a contradiction between the two kavonos, the machshava won't pasl. Now there is a well-known vort of Rebiskarab Reb Chaim, which is cited by the Kovetz Shiurim. It's based on a Tosfos. The Tosfos says that if you dyed wool, l'shem tzitzis or l'shem nisayim, how did we pasken? It's possible, it doesn't work. Because it's compared to a mincha on which you did the kemitza lishma and shelo lishma. Zok Tosfos that accordingly, that with a, for example, if a person wrote a get, a trainee sofer wrote a get, it was for the sake of a divorce, but it was also to train himself to write, is going to be possible. Zok, the Kovetz Shiurim, Rebel Chanon, Zatzal, Hashem Yikon Domoy, Shomaiti Mikvoid Mori Verabi Hagrach Halevi Zal Mibrisk. A question on that Tosfos. What was Reb Chaim's question on the Tosfos? There's no raya from Mincha to Tzitzis. Because the psul of shaloi lishma in kodshim isn't because you are diminishing the machshava of lishma. It's got nothing to do with it. You don't have to have lishma in kodshim. Everybody knows that provided that your mind is neutral, the hakrova works. So long as you don't have a wrong kavona, if you didn't have anything in your mind, b'shas, the avoda, on the korban is, to coin a phrase, efficacious. In kodshim, you don't need to think lishma. Just keep your mind empty. What passes in kodshim? A machshava shelo lishma, because that is called as a machshava hapoiseles. That is a thought process which ruins the maisa. What is it like? A machshava shelo lishma in Chatos and Pesach is just like machsheves pigul. It's like a machsheves chutzlim koimoi. These are machshavos haposlois, thought processes which ruin a korban. And that's why, if you're mechashev lishma and shelo lishma, it's possible. Because the machshava shelo lishma is ruinous. Just like if a person had a machshava, I'm going to eat this korban b'toich zmanoi, within the stipulated time frame, and also I'm going to eat it chutz lizmanoi. The machshava chutz lizmanoi is machsheves pigul and ruins the korban. But with tzitzis that a person died shaloi lishmon, in other words, the shame tzavia, in order to try out the shame nisayon, the psul is what? You haven't got 100% lishma. The chisaron is, it's not lishma in ganzen. It's not because it's a machshava, which is a machshava hapiseles. The tzvia lishman and shaloi lishma does contain a machshava lishma, and that should be a siba to be matir. So says Reb Chaim Brisker. The Kovitz Yerim has its own derech, but we haven't got time to deal with it. Just to go on to another aspect of where you see a clash between lishma and shaloi lishma, which is ruinous 100%, or maybe not. What happens if a person has the unfortunate situation, he had a brother who died without any children, then he has midiraisa, the choice of yibum, or chalitza with his sister-in-law. What happens if he has a machshava shelo lishma in marrying his sister-in-law, who is erevah to him, kol zman that his brother is alive? So Abba Shaul learns, it's a machlokes Abba Shaul in the Chachomim, he learns in Yevamos Lamed Tes that hakoynes yevimto l'shem noy, l'shem momoin, hareze kepoigea be'erevah. If your machshava was because the lady was Yefastoya, Vifasmare, or she happened to have a bit of momon with her, and so therefore that enticed the brother-in-law to perform mitzvah yibum. Zokt Abashol, that's kapoigeya be'erva, totally forbidden. What happens if a person has kavona totally l'shem mitzvah yibum? Then Tovei Allah Bracha. But Abba Shaul says we can't rely on that. What do you mean you can't? We can't rely on that. What's happening over here? Could be that a hybrid machshava, I'm marrying her in order to perform the mitzvah of Yibu. But I also happen to find that she is Yifas Toya Vifas Mare. Does that shter? Zokti Orach HaShulchan in Eben Rezeh Kuf Samachei Sivches. Even according to those who pasken like Abba Shaul, the mitzvah chalitza is kodemes, and that is the Mishnah Achrona that we find in Yevamos, that we do take that on board lehalacha. What's the chashash? The chashash is that one won't have a kavana l'shem mitzvah at all. But if one did have the kavana l'shem mitzvah plus another kavana, then it would matter. Lefize, he comes out with a chidush, that bizman hazeh, if the yavam and the yavama both want the yibum, and we train them to have kavana l'shem mitzvah, then hayonira lahatir lohem, it would appear that we can be matter this, afilu im yodanu shekavonoso gam kein l'shem noi. Even if we know that he finds her in the situation of being yifas toya yifas mare, it is mutter provided there's an element of l'shem mitzvas yibum. And so paskens the Shavus Yaakov. The Shavus Yaakov says an amazing thing. He says, I've got a clear-cut raya for that a person who marries a woman l'shem momoin, because she's wealthy, or l'shem noi, because he finds her attractive, Havir le bonim she'eino mehuganim. Zok the Gemara, he's going to have children who are not erlecha children. So wait a minute, does that mean we're going to Chas v'Cholila be Motzi La'az on Yosef and Binyamin, the Shiftei Kah, because Yaakov Avinu married their mother Rochel, about whom the Torah says she was Yifas Toiv, Yifas Mare. The Shvus Yaakov learns that the fact that the Torah mentions that aspect is an indication that Yaakov felt a certain his karvus to Rachel because she was Yifas Toya, Yifas Mare. So how could Yaakov have done that? He's going to be producing Bonim She'enom Mehugonim, Nishkanelech Kinder. And what about everybody else in the world? Everybody marries women who find favor in their eyes. There's got to be an Asiyas Chen for a person in order to get married. And what about those people who find that Mamon is an attractive proposition, and that's something which is in their mind when looking for a Shidduch? Are we going to say that all the children are not Erlicher children? Chas v'chalila. Zog the Shvus Yaakov, therefore, for sure, a machshava meshutefes, where you've got two kavonas, one of them being lishma, is absolutely acceptable. The Maharsham says that's only, the Shvus Yaakov is only talking about a situation when one is mechavil l'shem mitzvah and another kavon is l'shem devar harashus, something which is an optional thing. Noi, beauty, is an optional thing. But what would happen if somebody had the kavodah to do the mitzvah of Yibum, and also at the same time, to the shame mitzvah acheres, for example, to be megadel yesoimim, to bring up children who he's capable of now, giving them a situation of fatherhood. So is that a kavodah which says, yes, it definitely would. It's like the Gemara at the beginning of Zvachim, Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says, if one brings a korban, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says it, chatos sheshachata l'shem oila, if you took a korban chatos, you shechted it, and had in mind, this is an elevation offering, poiseles. Shechata l'shem chulin, if you take a korban chatos and you shecht it l'shem chulin, then it's kshera. Why is it kshera? Zok de Gemara Alma. Mino machriv ba. If you have something on the same level, something in the same league, like another korban, that shtet machriv ba, that's ruinous. De loy mino loy machriv ba. A totally way out machshav, it's got nothing to do, it's not on the same level, it's not distracted. Mimela. If you're marrying, doing yibum, l'shem mitzvahs yibum, plus l'shem noy, that's a machshava which doesn't shter. That's on the one, that's the Orach HaShulchan. On the other hand, the Divrei Malkiel says, Ledino, we paskin like Abba Shol. If one is mechavin l'shem mitzvah and l'shem noy, there is an isu. And he asks on the Orach HaShulchan's shita from a Mishnah in Zvachim Yud Gimel, why is that any different from being koines l'shem mitzvah u'l'shem noy? That we say that maybe it would work. How can you say that it works? So it looks like this, that the Divrei Malkiel learns that the machshava of Yibum, where there's a hybrid machshava, is like we said beforehand, the name of Reb Chaim. That is a machshava hapoiseles. So even though it's together with a machshava lishma, but because it's so ruinous in its content, then it's like a machshava hapoiseles in kodshim, and it doesn't work. Masha'in came, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shvus Yaakov before him, they hold that the machsheves noi in marrying a yevoma is not a machshava hapoiseles. So long as you have Epes a machshava lishma l'shem mitzvah yibum, it would work. So let's briefly summarize what we've done so far. That a machshava lishma shlo lishma, when it comes to korbanos, like a korban chatos, like a korban pesa, and you had another machshava together with it, which is not for the same korban, so that's a machshava hapoiseles, and therefore it doesn't work. That was Reb Chaim. In the case of Yibum L'Shem Noy and L'Shem Mitzvah, we saw that there's a machlokes of the Divrei Malkiel on the one hand, and the Shvus Yaakov and the Aruch HaShulchan on t'other, as to whether we can describe the wrong machshava to be a machshava hapoiseles, just like in Kodshim. And now, coming back to our intrepid worker in the matzah factory. So he states to all his fellow workers, I'm doing this mitzvah of preparing these matzahs, l'shem matzahs mitzvah, l'shem masach nosa. That I want to be able to pay my way in this world, and I believe you me, if I could help it, I wouldn't be working in this matzah factory. I have to pay my bills, and I have to discharge my duty with regard to taxes. So, what did we learn? We learned that BMS, this machshava, says Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, that the machshava about the taxes doesn't disturb because it's in a completely different league. It is the preamble to the reason why he's in the factory. But once he's in the factory, avad his kavono is l'shem matzas mitzvah. So anyway, we continue to eat our matzahs this Yom Tov, bedechilu urechimu, and trusting that all those who worked making them are doing it lishma. Chazal say, le'olam yasig odom, betoiro over mitzvos, afilu shelo lishma. First, we should always learn Torah and do the mitzvos, even though he's got ulterior motives. Why? Shemitoich shelo lishma, ba lishma. Because he's training himself. Mitoich shelo lishma, from the very machshava shelo lishma, eventually he will come to do the mitzvah lishma. One gets into a style of activity whereby it becomes absolutely mandatory to be mekayim Torah or mitzvahs, irrespective of whether one's going to have riches from it or any other ulterior motives. Let me just end with a Shein Avot from Dorash Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We focused in a very concentrated way on the Amira of Pesach Matzon Mora by the Siddurim, that we have to speak about these three mitzvahs and quoting the psukim that deal with them. Now, Be'emes, he asks, it's difficult to speak about Tamei HaMitzvahs because we'll never get to the bottom of it, because everything is so deep. You may learn one reason for something, but there's so many hidden aspects to the mitzvah. We find in certain cases that the Torah speaks about it, the Tzivoy of a Melech, Shelo Yabelo Noshim, Shelo Yosu Levavoy. We get, therefore have on the odd occasion only Tamei HaMitzvahs. And over here, with regard to the time of a Pesach Matzah, there are many reasons which obviously haven't been revealed to us. Why is there a chiyuv incumbent upon us to speak about Pesach Matzah with the time? Zokre Moshe Gevaltige Vot and Musa Haskel. It's because this is the tachlis that we gain from Pesach for the entire year, that we should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing nisim for us the whole time, whether we realize it or not. Lemoshel, somebody who is walking on a journey, or he's in a car, and he comes home and nothing happened to him. There was no accident. He shouldn't think, because that's the shteger, that's the norm. Azoy daf zayin. That's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is, there's so many mazikim out there. There's so many possibilities of accidents that could happen. People driving like crazy, or there might be bandits, or whatever it is. And through that, there could be a person might not actually come home. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ki malachov yitzave lach lishmorcha b'chol drachecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has instructed us that we're coming to start the day the Torah way. We came there successfully. Baruch Hashem. We'll go home successfully. Emirta Hashem. That's the way we have to look at it. Everything is Be'ezus Hashem, Emirta Hashem, Baruch Hashem. That's what we have to realize. The trouble is, Ein bal ha'nes make es nisoy. We don't appreciate the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us all the time. And that's why we have to mention Pesach, Hashem Pesach al botei b'nei Yisrael. Why did Hashem have to skip over our house? We're very, very lucky. We have to give Shevach v'hoidoya. At the same time, Ben Nog faces Mitzrayim. He's killing them left, right, and center. Vespoteinu Hitzil. What do we learn from Matzah? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't require preparations in order to bring the Geula. It can happen suddenly. Ad kadei kach lo hispik betzikom shel aviseinu lehachamitz. And so therefore, Zok Rav Moshe, a person should never despair in when things go pear-shaped, v'mazokt. Because the Yeshua will happen suddenly. And when things are going well, you've never had it so good, a person should realize that everything can change overnight. And Hashem guards us and we have to be grateful for it. Yevarecho Hashem is b'momo. V'yishmerecho min amazikim. We always need shemira. And finally, morrow. What does Moro teach us? He says, even Bamedina Hayose Toival Yisrael could have a country which is exceedingly good to Yidden. Yesh Lochush, one has to be concerned. Shelofesa Yemoros Hayem, things can change, the atmosphere can change, and rules and regulations can come in which are Neged Am Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, we never had it so good, in Eretz Goshen. And then suddenly, and so therefore, Zok Rav Moshe, al yismoch al haroshos. Don't rely on governments. What does one rely on? Avinu shebashamayim. It's daven. They should bring us the gulu ha'amitis. Al yidei Moshe tzidkenu. Amen.
Amen.
About the inyan of being mazkim enam oirav, which means during weeks of Muslim, during Shemini Esrei, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to mention the Moed, you have to mention Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So see various halachas about that. So there's a famous Reb Chaim that his talmidim asked him. It's brought down from Reb Gurwitz. How come on Chanukah and Purim, during Anamichya, so during Brik Samaz and Shemini Esrei, you say Ananisim, like every other Shabbos and Yontif, you say them Enam Oira. But how come during Ananisim, so you say Shabbos and Yontif, but on Chanukah and Purim, when you say Anamichya, you don't say Ananisim? That was the question they asked him. So he answered them on Pia Gemara in Rabbein Yonah, which is from a Gemara in Brachas, Tavchav Tez Amdalev. Gemara says, Amr of Nachman of Mashmul, Kala Shona Kulam is Palal Adam Havinenu, Chutz Motze Shabbos Vyom Motze Yom Tevim. A whole year round, a person can daven Havinenu, which is it's a shortened version of the middle 12 brachos of Shemini Esrei. So normally you'd say 18 brachos, but if a person's very busy, so sometimes the Mishnah, in the Zman HaMishnah, they used to be able to say the first few brachos, then say Havinenu, and then say the last few brachos. So the Gemara says that you can say this shortened version, you could say it a whole year round. Chutz v'motzei Shabbos v'motzei Yom Tov. Why? So the Gemara says, Mipnei she'tzarech l'umar havdola b'chein hadas. Because you have to say havdola in chein hadas. Motzei Shabbos, you say in atachonin, you say havdola. So since you're not saying atachonin, So you can't say, well, you're not saying Adachonim because you're saying Havinenus, therefore you won't be able to say Abdallah. So therefore you can't say Havinenu Motze Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, V'nichlelo Mechlal Havinenu. So instead of saying Adachonim with Abdallah, you should say Havinenu with Abdallah. You should say Havinenu Hashem Leikenu, Hamaz B'nikir Shechur. So the Gemara answers Kasha. The Gemara ends off without giving a proper teretz. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that even though the Gemara doesn't give a teretz, so you would think that to mean that the Gemara doesn't stay with the fact that you can't say Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tov. So Rabbeinu Yonah, that is not true. That you still can't say Havinenu on Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tov. Why not? So he says, because people will think that the reason why you're saying Havdalah and Havinenu is because the same way Havinenu is made up of all 12 brachas of Shemoneh Esra, every part of Havinenu is a separate bracha. So they'll think Havdalah itself would be normally a separate bracha, which is not true, because on Motzei Shabbos you don't say it as its own bracha, you say it as part of Atachonin. So therefore, if you would say Havdalah in Havinenu, people think that normally on Motzei Shabbos you say a separate bracha. Instead of saying 18 brachas or 90 brachas, you say 20 brachas. So that's why, Lemaisa, we can't do this. Zogrim Chaim from this Rabbeinu Yonah, we see from here that when we're saying a Birkas Me'en, we're saying something which is made up of other brachas, you can only say something which usually would be a bracha. So therefore, since Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos is not usually a bracha, it's only Nichlal as part of Atochonin, so therefore, when you're saying the Me'en, when you're saying Havinenu, you can't say it as part of the bracha. Mashain Kain. So therefore, when you're saying Alam Michal, which is the Me'en of Bixamazon, where all the three brachas of Bixamazon are put into one, so therefore you can't say Alanissim, because Alanissim is not a separate bracha, it's just a Hisafa, something which you add into Bixamazon. So therefore you can't say in Alam Michal, which is the Me'en. So then we'll have to understand, how come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you say Ritzei and you say Yad V'Yavri, in Bixamazon, so that's also not a separate bracha. So how come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you say Ala Mechia, you say Ritzei, you say Zachreinu or Samchreinu? So that we'll see that for later. Oh no, so Reb Chaim says the reason why is because if you forget to say Yad V'Yavri in Bixamazon, the halacha is that you say it. So depends when you remember. If you forget, let's on Shabbos, you forget altogether, you have to repeat benching. But if you remember, just after you finish the third bracha, so you should just say Bein Bracha Yishalayim Amin. So halacha is you say a bracha, you say a proper bracha L'Shem Malchus Baruch Atah Hashem Nikinu Melech Olam Asher Nosah Lanu Shabbos Limnucha Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. You say a bracha. So Zog Reb Chaim. So we see from here that Shabbos and Yom Tov really is kaveh a bracha. Okay, it's not always kaveh a bracha. You don't say a bracha during Big Samazon, but if you forget, you say it afterwards. Therefore, you can say Shabbos and Yom Tov in Ala Michal, because you say a bracha if you forget. Masha'in Kain, Ala Nisim on Chanukah and Purim, you don't say a bracha if you forget, so therefore you definitely don't say it in Big Samad. So the case of Rosh Chodesh is Machlok Yishayinu. What happens if you forget to say Rosh Chodesh in Big Samad? So the Gemara itself, the Gemara is not clear whether you say a bracha, like you say a bracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara is Mesupik. The Gemara doesn't leave off with a teretz. The Gemara says, Tiboy, I think. So, the Rishonim, the Rambam holds, the Rambam says in Perek Beis Brachos Yud Gimel, the Rambam says that when the Rambam is talking about saying a bracha, if you forget to say Yalav Yovah in Big Samazon, the Rambam says that you don't say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. So, Zog Reb Chaim, so if you look in Hilchas Ala Michyo, the Rambam doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. It doesn't mention if that you say Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh in Ala Michyo. Mashenkin, the Rosh and the Tur both say that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed you do say a proper bracha. You make a chasima. So that's why they hold that in Ala Michyo you do say Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yovah, because they hold that it is kaveh bracha. And since it's kaveh bracha, you can say it in Ala Michyo. Now the kasha is Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, the Shulchan Aruch talks about if you forget to say Rosh Chodesh, So Machava says in Kupichesi Zayn, Im Tavlu Hiske Bar Shorosh Chodesh, Bein Beyoim Bein Belaylo, Oymer Baruch Shanosan Roshi Chodoshim La'amini Yisrael Lezikorin, Ve'ein Rechizim Bo. You don't say Chasima. As a, which basically means you don't say a bracha. It's not kaveh bracha. You say half a bracha, but it's not a proper bracha. And in Simon Reish Ches, where he talks about Hilchas Anamichya, he says, Maskin Bama Enam Eira B'Shabbos B'Yom Tov V'Reish Chodesh Avoloi B'Chanukah Upurim. So all the Nois Kelim all say that Chol HaMoed is exactly the same as Rosh Chodesh for all these halachas. You see, on if you forget during benching, so you don't say a bracha. But during Al HaMichya, you do mention it. So Lefi HaRav Chaim learns, only something which you make a bracha for, you can say in Al HaMichya. So what's Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? How can the Shulchan Aruch hold it? You don't say a bracha, and you still say in Al HaMichya. It's Ishkin Bracha. That's the kash. So to answer this, I want to say a few hakdamas before we get to the teretz. In the geder of a brikas me'en of a bracha which is made up of other brachas, you could say two tzadim. You could say when you're saying this bracha, so let's say brikas havinin which is made up of 12 brachas of Shemini Esra, so you're saying 12 brachas in one. So you're saying a shortened version of 12 brachas, but you're saying 12 brachas. Or you could say, which lechere is the emes malach, that it's a new bracha, which Chazal Masakan, instead of saying 12 brachas, you say one bracha. This one bracha, they made up of the 12 brachas, or Hadin Biksam wasn't, they made up of the three brachas. But you're saying a new bracha, you're not saying the 12 brachas are in essence, a new bracha, a new takana called Brikas Me'en, or Brikas Avinenu. So if that's the pshat, then it's poshut why you can't say Havdalah in Havinenu, because Havdalah, Chazal said, you say in Brikas HaTachonin, Brikas Hadas. This is not Brikas Hadas, this is Brikas Havinenu. It's a new bracha altogether. Hu Adin Yad V'Yovah, you can't say Yad V'Yovah in Me'en Shalosh, because it's a new bracha. It's a bracha of Me'en Shalosh. It's not Brikas Hashanim, where Chazal said you say the Me'en HaMoirah, it's a new bracha. So if that's the pshat, how do we ever say Azkara in Al HaMichya? It's a new bracha. Yeah. So, let's go back to the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes, where the Gemara talks about not saying Havinun on Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara said you can't say Havinun on Motzei Shabbos because you have to say Havdalah in Chayin Hadas. So the Gemara asked, so don't say Havdalah in Chayin Hadas, say Havdalah in Havinenu. Put it in the middle of Havinenu, so you'll say Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu, Hamad Mein Kodesh Echad. So the Gemara answered Kasha. The Gemara didn't give a teretz to that. So the Gemara carries on. The Gemara says another time that you can't say Havinenu. Omer Abibi Ba'abaya, Kol HaShana Kula Mispalel Adam Havinenu, Chutz Miyemois HaGishomim. So the whole year round a person could say Havinenu, except for Yemois HaGishomim. Why? Because you have to say the same talamata. Maskif lama zutra. V'nichlo lama chlal v'dashninu b'nois ha'tzach of the same talamata. The Gemara asks the same kasha that we asked by Havdalah. You should put the same talamata into Havinenu. Empty Gemara teretz. The Gemara says, osili trudi. If you start adding words in, people start making mistakes or start getting all mixed up. So therefore, we don't let you say it all together. Fred the Gemara, Yachi, Havdalah b'chin hadas, nami osili trudi. Fred the Gemara, hu adin, by Havdalah, we should have answered the same tarots, that you'll start making mistakes if you add things in. Omri, hosom, kivon da asi, b'tchilas tzuleus, or loy matrit. Hoche, kivon da asi, b'emtza tzuleus, or matrit. By Havdalah, you're saying at the beginning of Havinenu, so you're not going to make any mistake, because it's after the first few words. Mashin kein. By Sheila Brikas HaShonim, then you it's in the middle of the bracha. So if we start telling you to add words in, you'll make mistakes. So this Gemara Lechari is very schwer, because by Havdalah, the Gemara was happy not to give a teretz. The Gemara asked, why don't we say Havdalah in Chayin Hadas, in Havinenu? The Gemara didn't give a teretz. The Gemara said Kasha. when it came to Tanamoto, the Gemara had to give a teretz. Why couldn't the Gemara also say kasha? It's exactly the same, there's no difference. If by Abdullah the Gemara is happy to leave us without a teretz, even though Lemaisa we hold of the din, so we didn't give a teretz, but kasha as if to say that you don't need a teretz. If you fully understand that you don't have it shver, it came when it comes to the same Tanamoto, we have to give you a teretz. So it's mavur from the Gemara that there is a difference between Havdalah and the same Talamata. And for some reason, Havdalah was easier to understand that you can't put it in Tavinenu. When she came the same Talamata, the Gemara had much more of a reason for you to say inside Tavinenu. And therefore we have to give you a reason why you can't, because you'll start making mistakes. Yeah. There's another Reb Chaim on Tosus and Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, if you forget to say Mincha on Erev Shabbos, so you daven two Maribs on Friday night. And if you forget to say Mincha on Shabbos, then you still daven Marav twice, even though the Shmoneses are different. So Tosus. Because of Rabbi Yehuda, im tov le hiskir ish chodesh b'mincha, lo yisfal al oid b'layla. If you forget to say on Rish Chodesh, so you forget to say al v'yavah in mincha. So what, if you remember straight after Shmoneh Esrei, you remember before Shkia, then you daven two Shmoneh Esrei, you daven mincha again. But what would happen if you remember on Motzah Rish Chodesh? So it's not Rish Chodesh anymore. So you daven mincha, but you just forgot al v'yavah. So the shaila is, should you daven two marivs? Because you definitely weren't yotzer mincha. So you have to daven mariv, al tzmariv now, but should you do tashlumin for the mincha you forgot? So what's the shaila? So the Rish says that you shouldn't daven again. Lo yispal loid b'layla. Why? The loma yispal loid. What's the point of your davening again? Why? Harek va yispal kol tfilas ha-mincha. The whole mincha you already daven mi bo idyoim. Levad Rish Chodesh, Shelo Hizkia. What you missed out was Rish Chodesh. Was the Yad HaVeyovi. In Kain, Im Arviach Klum Im Yachzer V'Yispalo B'Motz Rish Chodesh. Harei Lo Yazko Eit Tfilas Rish Chodesh. V'Yud Chesk V'Yispalo. So the Rish holds, there's no point davening again, because Shmoneh Esrei you davened, the 18 brachas you managed, but the Rish Chodesh you forgot. Now the Rish Chodesh you're not going to get if you daven Motz Shabbos, because Motz Shabbos is not Rish Chodesh anymore. So the Rish holds, there's no point davening again. So the Rosh brings the Chachma Preventia. They hold that you do daven again. So it's Machlokes Rishonim whether you daven Motz Rish Chodesh, you daven once, or you daven twice. So Reb Chaim asks the Kasha on this Rish. Why? Because Halacha is, if you forget to say Mincha Erev Shabbos, what happens if you forget to say the same Talamot? So L'chayra, you should have the same Shaila again. Because Mariv, you're not going to say Birkas Hashanim again, because you're davening Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. So you forgot to say the same Talamata. So we should have the same Machlokes Rishonim, whether Motzah Rish Chodesh, you daven two Shmoneh Esrei. You have the same Shaila on Friday night. Whether you should daven another Mariv for the Mincha, which you missed out the same Talamata, because you're not Yotzer the Mincha. So should you daven again? So Reb Chaim asks, that this Halacha is Mufurish Halacha, it's Mufurish Gemara, that you do daven it. It's Kepasin Shulchan Aruch, didn't say Gemara, that you do daven again. So Frek Reb Chaim, what's the difference? By Alevi Avoy, it's Machalik Zishonim. Yud Ches Kva Hesbalo. And yeah, Rish Chodesh, you're not going to daven again. The Rish holds. So why does the Rish not hold by the same Talamata that you're not going to say the same Talamata again? So Reb Chaim, that's Choluk. Why? Because same Talamata is Matbea. That's the Tzura of the Brach. And therefore, Halacha is, Kol HaMashanu Matbea Shetov HaChamim, so you're not Yotza the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because the Saint Talamata is the makeup of the bracha. Mashenke in Yal V'Yavoy. Yal V'Yavoy is not the matbeah ha-bracha. Yal V'Yavoy is just a hisofa that Chazal HaMachayvi to say. So this Reb Chaim is very shver, because the Gemara says, if you forget to say the Saint Talamata in Birkas Hashanim, you can say it in Shemei Tefillah. So if it's a matbeah or Birkas Hashanim, it's not going to help you to say it later in Shemei Tefillah, because your Birkas Hashanim is is chasa. If that's the matbea bracha, you're still a mishana matbea bracha. So how can you say later on in Shemaya Tefillah? So for this you have to say mechayra that Reb Chaim doesn't mean it's matbea bracha. He doesn't mean that's the makeup of the bracha. He means this is the matbea hatfilah. That means the Shemana Esra, there's a musug of 18 brachas, which Chazal said you have to say, but your chiyuv is not to say 18 brachas. Your chiyuv is to daven. So you could daven. I mean, before Chazal came along, you could have said anything to be yotze your chiyuv tefillah. Chazal said the way to be yotze your tefillah is to say it in 18 brachas. Another thing they said is that in Yemosak Shomim, your tefillah has to have a Saint Anamato. So normally you say in Brikas Hashanah because that's the best place it goes. That's where it fits the most. That's where we talk about that's where we ask for Parnassah, so you say the Saint Anamato. But if you forgot it there, you can say in Shemaya Tefillah. That's where all Bakashas can go into Shemaya Tefillah. So therefore, if you forget, you say in Shemaya Tefillah. But now that you say the Saint Alamata, so even though it's not Matbea HaBracha, that's not the makeup of the Bracha, it's only the makeup of your Tefillah, but not the makeup of your Bracha, but now that you say it in Birkas Hashanim, you don't say it as a Hoysofa, as an extra part to the Bracha, it becomes part of the Bracha. You're saying one Bracha, it's not the Pshat you're saying Birkas Hashanim with a Hoysofa. You're saying one Bracha of Birkas Hashanim, Hagam, that the Saint Alamata is not the Matbea HaBracha, but when you say it as part of the bracha. So this could be the difference between Havdalah and the Saint Alamata. When you're saying the Saint Alamata, you're saying it as part of the bracha. So even though it's not the Matbea HaBracha, but you're saying it as part of the bracha. Mashain Kain, Havdalah, you're not saying it as part of the bracha. It doesn't become part of the bracha. It's a cheft for Havdalah. Chazal said you have to say Havdalah when you daven. It's not a tefillah. So when you say it, it doesn't become part of the bracha. You're saying Birkas HaTachonin with a Hesafa called Havdalah. So if you say that, then you can say that only something which you say as part of a bracha is considered a bracha. Only something which becomes Bichlal a bracha has a Teras bracha. Just like when you say the whole Birkas HaShonim, every part of it is a bracha. Not just the beginning and the end is a bracha. Every word of the bracha is a bracha. So too, the Saint Alamata will be considered a bracha. Mashein Kein Havdalah. If you say Havdalah is not part of the bracha, just say it in the middle of the bracha, it doesn't become part of the bracha, then it won't be considered a bracha. It's not going to be a bracha just because you're saying it there. You're not saying it as part of the bracha. Therefore, we can understand the chiluk between Havdalah in Havineinu and Talamot in Havineinu. The reason why the Gemara understood that Havdalah was much more pashut, that Havdalah wouldn't really fit into Havineinu. Why? Because Havineinu is made up of the 12 brachas of Shemoneh Esra. The something which you won't say as a bracha of Shemoneh Esra, even though you're saying it in Shemoneh Esra, but if it's not a bracha, then Chazal wouldn't put it into the Me'en, because the Me'en is only made up of the brachas. That's by Havdalah. Mashein Kein, by the Saint Alamata, which we said is part of the bracha, so it's considered a bracha. Therefore, when Chazal would make Havineinu, so the Gemara has much more shver, you should be able to say it in Havineinu, because Havineinu is a bracha, made up of the 12 brachas, and the Saint Talamot is a bracha, so you should be able to say the Saint Talamot. The Gemara has to say it, Teretz, so you'll start making mistakes, so therefore we don't let you say it. But really, Talamot does fit. So we see from here two different types of Hosafos Chazal make. One Hosafa is that it becomes part of the bracha, like the Saint Talamata. There's another Hosafa which doesn't become part of the bracha, you just say it in the bracha. That's Havdalah in Chilin Hadas. So everything we said till now is all about Shemoneh Esra. Shemoneh Esra, we said, is there's a musag of Matbea HaBracha, Matbea HaTfilah. I mean, there's 18 brachas which Chazal said, but Chazal said that's how you should daven. So you can have something which is the makeup of your tefillah, even though it's not the makeup of your bracha. But Birkas HaMazon, the chayra, is just bracha. There's nothing more than three brachas. It's your mechuyif to say a bracha, like you say a bracha at the beginning of eating, you say a bracha after you eat. So for something to be matbea, Birkas HaMazon, for something to be mechayv, to be chayza, if you forget, it has to be part of the Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, on Shabbos, let's say, if you forget to say Birkas HaMazon, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. You have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, that would... If you forget Ritzei, if you get Ritzei, then you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. So therefore, the halacha is on Shabbos, if you forget to say Ritzei and you remember straight after the third bracha, you can't just say Ritzei. It's not good enough to say Ritzei, because you finish your Birkas HaMazon. The only way that you can still be mitzaref your Ritzei to the Birkas HaMazon is if you say a bracha. So now that you said the bracha, it can become part of your Birkas HaMazon. The same way there was a tirf between the first bracha, the second bracha, and the third bracha. You say straight after, you say a fourth bracha, which is a bracha of which is equivalent to Ritzei that you would have said in the middle. Then your Birkas HaMazon, you've been mazkei Shabbos. If you just say Ritzei, it wouldn't be good enough. Hu adin on Yom Tov, if you forget to say Arabi Yavo, you also have to say a bracha. And Rosh Chodesh and Arabi Yavo is the Shaila. So, the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Ches Sif Hei, Shulchan Aruch said like this. B'Shabbos, Oymer Boretzei, on Shabbos, in the middle of Birkas HaMazon, of the third bracha of Birkas HaMazon, you say Ritzei v'achlitzeinu. Or Rosh Chodesh, v'yom tov, v'chodesh hamoed, Rosh Chodesh, yom tov, v'chol hamoed, v'yimei yarvi yavu, you say yarvi yavu. V'mchal echem em b'Shabbos, v'ritzei v'achlitzeinu, ach kach yarvi yavu. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you say Ritzei in Birkas HaMazon, and you say yarvi yavu also in Birkas HaMazon. That's the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. The Lashon HaRambam is a bit different. Rambam in Brachas Peruk Beis Halacha Hei. The Rambam says like this: B'Shabbos, Erekim Rekei Avisin Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu V'Tzisachah V'Tzim Hashvi. Yeah. He lists a lot, says the whole Ritzei. Of Yom Tovim, Oime, Elekeinu Melekei Aviseinu, Yarev Yovei. Like the Shulchan Aruch. So on Yom Tov, you say, Yarev Yovei. V'chein, B'Rosh Chadoshim, V'chole Shomayit, Moisif, Be'emtza, Brocha Shlishis, Yarev Yovei. The Rambam's Rosh Nei is Yom Moisif. And the Shulchan Aruch's Rosh Nei is Oime. So it would seem that the Rambam holds that this difference, which we said, between Havdalah and Chayin Hadas, and Talamotim, Mix Hashonim, is a machlokes, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, by Yalevi Yavoi, on Chalomoed and Rosh Chodesh. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Uymeba. It means when you say Yalevi Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh and Chalomoed, you're saying it as part of the bracha. You're saying it as a chelik of the third bracha. Masha'in Kin, the Rambam says, Moisipa. On Rosh Chodesh and Chalomoed, you're not saying it as part of the third bracha. It's like Havdalah and Chayin Hadas, you're saying it there, but it doesn't become part of the bracha. So therefore, the Rambam holds that if you forget to say, therefore the Rambam holds that when you say Al HaMichya or Rosh Chodesh and Chalomoed, you don't say Rosh Chodesh and Chalomoed. Because when you say it in the original, when you say it in the Ikka, you're Moisif, it's a Hisop, it's not part of the bracha. It doesn't become a bracha, so therefore you won't say it in Al HaMichya. The Shulchan Aruch says, Oymeba. Oymeba means that when you say Yalevi Yovei Mix HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh and Chalomoed, you're saying it as part of the bracha. If you're saying it as part of the bracha, it's considered a bracha. And therefore, when you sing Al HaMichya, just like the first few brachas of Mix HaMazon you say in the Me'en, the bracha of Rosh Chodesh of Yalevi Yovei, which we say on Rosh Chodesh and Chalomoed in Mix HaMazon, you can say in the Me'en because it's also considered a bracha. I found a raya for this from the Bihaloch. Why? Because the Mechaber says that if you forget to say Yalevi Yavoi on Cholomoed in Birkas HaMazon, like the Mechaber Paskins, you don't say a bracha. You don't say a bracha after the fourth bracha of Shemesh. You don't say a separate bracha. So the Ramah asks, V'efshad mikol makam yesh la'omroi b'soich shah harachmon, commotion is by the El Sif Simon Kupi Zayin Gabi Alanisim. Halacha is that if you forget to say Alanisim Vixamazn, you say Harachmon. If you don't say Bracha, you say Harachmon. So the Ramah asks, maybe you should say Rosh Chodesh in a Harachmon like you say Alanisim in a Harachmon. So the Ramah says, Ve'ula Yesh Lechalik. Why? Kibi Yalaviyova Yesh Be Haskoris Shemus, Ve'in Lo Imre Levatolo. Because Yalaviyova has got Shemus Hashem, it's got Haskoris, and therefore you shouldn't say Levatolo. So since it's a suffix whether you say it, so you still shouldn't say it in Harachmon. So the Bialocha brings from the Morgan Avraham the Pashto Kasha. I am the Morgan Avraham Shetoma Alze. The Chiyosa Loima Tachnunim Sheyesh Ben Haskoris Veshemus. The Dafka Brocha Levatolo also. Always the halacha is that you can always say Tfilis and Vakashas with Hashem Hashem. You can say Yerotzim Lufanach Hashem and Yikenim and Yikavisim. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's only a bracha levatala that you can't say. So you're not saying a bracha over here, you're saying Yalav Yavoy. So what's wrong? Why can't you say it in the Harachmon? Ra'isi b'sefa big de yesha, shem yashvoy, de bekan gabi Yalav Yavoy, shekava nosoy bozeh loktis yidei chiyu bracha gora. V'yesh bozeh chashash bracha levatala. So the big de yesha says that the reason why you can't say the reason why Ramah holds you can't say it later in the Harachmon is because you're coming to be Yotzer a Chiyuv Bracha. And since it's a Chiyuv Bracha, so it's Yesh Bozeh Chashash Bracha Levatolah. So why is Yalav Yavay a Bracha? It's just like the Kasha was, it's just the Haskalah of Shemus Rabbis. It's Haskalah of Shemus. But if you understand that when you're saying Yalav Yavay Miksamazn, you're saying it as part of the Bracha, so it's considered a Bracha. So when you're saying Yalav Yavay afterwards, you're saying it as a part of a bracha of Big Samozin, so it's considered a bracha. So it would still have a chashash bracha levatara.